Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is The Pink Turtle, which I know is kind of strange, but you'll see why it's that. Many years ago, many years ago, when I was in my 30s and living in sin, I began to feel the Lord draw me, you know, in my spirit. I don't know if y'all have ever felt that, but I just started to be attracted to the things of the Lord. I started to want to explore Christianity. My sweet little mom prayed and interceded hard for me because I was very rebellious towards the Lord, and I was determined to enjoy my hedonistic lifestyle, which I was. So I'm living my life, and I'm just doing whatever I want. And I had a number of very pressing personal situations on my mind, and I won't go into detail about them, but they're very heavy on my mind. I was in Weatherford, Oklahoma one day, and I stopped in at this small Christian bookstore called The Pink Turtle. And I don't remember what I was going in there to buy. I think I just wanted to go into the store and be in there for a few minutes. I've always loved Christian bookstores, and I can remember even when I was in the abusive marriage, there was one on the square at McKinney, and I worked for a big law firm that was just off the square, and I remember I would sometimes go up there at lunch just to go in that store and just feel that peace. I didn't have any money to buy anything because we were so poor, but just going in there, you could feel the presence of God. I didn't know what it was that drew me to the store. I just felt like I had peace there. So with what was going on when I wasn't saved, I had no peace. I didn't even know what peace felt like. I really didn't even know what it felt like. I remember in 2004, early 2004, when I still lived in Dallas, I remember one day, and it happened for 3 days. Somebody must have been praying for me, some intercessor somewhere. God said, pray for this person that I'll give her some peace. And for 3 days, I had this incredible peace. And now I know it's the same peace I have now. And I remember thinking, I wish I could feel like this all the time, because I did nothing to get that peace for 3 days. But I mean, that was how peace was just absent from my life. When you live in sin, you don't have peace. You do not have peace. You might have calm, but you don't have peace. So I still remember when I walked into the Pink Turtle, how broken I felt inside, how just tired and broken. Nothing in my life was really working. I was in a long-term relationship. That wasn't working either. I mean, nothing was working. Nothing does work when you're in sin. Nothing really works. And I remember going into there and just feeling so torn over these situations in my personal life. There was not only the relationship situation, there was another situation that was far more important that was very crucial. And I had no idea of anything to do with that situation to help it. And just feeling so beat down, I guess is the word. I don't know another word. And I remember just longing for some peace. And I thought, well, maybe if I go in this Christian bookstore. So I remember walking in there and just, you know, looking at stuff. I didn't go in there to buy anything. I went in there to go in there. But I bought some little something because you know, I didn't want to just be using their piece and not give something back, I guess. And there was one young man that was working there. There was the only other person in the store besides me was this young man behind the counter, this tall, thin young man. And I went up there and I checked out. I bought some little tiny book or something that was, you know, just a few dollars, because I didn't have hardly any money even then. And I remember when I checked out, I handed him the money, and when he handed me the change, he grabbed my hands and he looked me in the eyes and he said, "The Lord says to tell you everything's going to be okay." And I remember just wanting to weep and scream. I didn't know what to do, but I was so grateful for that word. So grateful. I was so comforted and I was so moved by the compassion and the love I saw in this young man's eyes. I remember weeks later sending a thank you card. I didn't even know his name, but I just wanted to say thank you so much. I never heard back from him, but I sent him a card and just said, "Thank you so much. You have no idea." And for days after that, I thought about that word and I thought, okay, I can calm down. You know, that man said it's going to be okay. And However, he knows that it's going to be okay. It's going to be. I didn't realize that that was God speaking to me. I really didn't understand. Even though he had said that, the only part I caught was, it's going to be okay. And in my state of mind of being so scared and so broken and not knowing what to do, I just needed somebody to tell me it was going to be okay. You know, so I could not freak out while all this was going on. I remember looking at his eyes and just feeling like I was going to shatter into a million pieces, looking at the love and the compassion in his eyes. And y'all, when I was living that lifestyle, love was not what I was used to seeing in a man's eyes, okay? That was not what I ever saw. And I was so moved by this just unconditional love that this man had. And it was obviously the love of Christ, but I, in my unsaved state, I didn't know that. I had never seen it before. I didn't know what it looked like. And if I had just realized that that love and that compassion that I saw in his eyes and that peace that I felt in that store was what Jesus was like, I would not have left that store until somebody got me some Jesus, because that was what I was looking for everywhere, but I just didn't know it was called Jesus. I was looking for it everywhere else. And I know y'all can relate to this, because this is what we all do until we get saved. We look for what it is in the world that's going to fill that void in here in us that we don't know how else to fill. You can't fill it with anything else, because nothing else will fill it except Him. Nothing else will fill that void. I am speaking to somebody. God says, I'm talking to somebody, you've got an addiction problem. And the Lord says, you are trying to fill a void that only I can fill. Run to me and I'll fill it. And He'll wipe away those tears. Did you know every tear that you're crying right now, He saves in a bottle? It's going to be up in heaven when you get to heaven if you give Him your life. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I believe in you. Come help me right now. And He will. He will do that. The Lord knew that He was what I needed, but I didn't know He was what I needed. And He knew that everywhere I was searching, I was trying to find Him, but I didn't know. And so this one moment that I'm in this Christian bookstore and I'm thinking on the Lord for a few minutes, or I'm looking at things that are of Him, I opened a door where He could speak to me. I opened a door where He could give me a word through this man. And it's so incredible to me that while I'm living this hedonistic lifestyle, living in sin, I was living with the boyfriend that I was dating then, living in sin, totally rebellious towards God in all those years, that He still loved me enough to reach down and try to comfort me when I was so broken inside and hurting so bad and didn't know what to do. That's how much Jesus loves you. That you can be sinning full-time like I was, not caring a thing about what Jesus thinks or anything else, or you don't want to hear about God, you don't want to hear about Jesus, and He still will reach down into your world and He will just try to touch your life just for a minute to comfort you, because He still loves you. Even though you don't believe in Him, He does believe in you. I wanted that peace that that man had. I wanted that peace that I felt in that store. I wanted to be able to hear, like he heard, that everything was going to be okay. I wanted that, but I didn't know where to get it. I didn't know you could get it. I wish that the cry that was in my heart then of, I need this peace, I need to know how you know everything's going to be okay, I wish that cry had come out of my mouth. I wish that I had dropped to my knees in that store and said, please tell me how to find what you have. Please. Is that Jesus? Because if it's Jesus, give me Jesus right now, because my life is broken. It's a mess. And nothing I do makes it any better. Because you know why? When you live in sin, nothing does get better. It doesn't get better. And the problem today is we go to churches and there's sin in the church, y'all. There's sin in the church too. So why is it any different to be a Christian in a church full of sin than it is to just be a Christian out there doing your own thing? Not a difference, is there? I did not cry out. I did not say any of those things, but I wish I had. I wish I had known what my heart was crying for. I didn't even know what the question was, so how could I get an answer? I was really lost, y'all. When God called me, I was really lost. I had been in survival mode for so long, I didn't even know what my heart was crying. I just knew I wanted that peace, and I wanted to know however it was that he knew that everything was going to be okay, I wanted to know those things too. But I didn't even know enough to ask him. All I knew was, he said it's going to be okay. Maybe everything's going to be okay. I can maybe stop worrying now. I can drive back to my house and maybe not worry tonight. You know, I mean, that's as far as I could see, y'all. My poor little mom, who prayed so hard for me. God drew me like that 2 or 3 times in that 10 years, but I never told her because she preached at me, and I did not want her to preach at me more. I would be on the phone with her, and she would start preaching. I'd say, oh, wow, Mom, I think somebody's at the door. I got to go. Okay, I love you. Bye. I mean, it was like that, okay? She was a worrier. She knew that I was headed for hell, and she knew I wasn't listening to her, and she figured it was a pretty good chance I wasn't listening to anybody else either, and she was right. Nobody else was even trying to preach to me. And she worried about me. She was a worrier anyway. If it was possible to have a degree in worrying, my mom had a PhD, y'all. She did. Her life had always been so hard, and so many bad things happened that she would just worry ahead of time to try to make the bad things not happen. I know it makes no sense. I know that. But what she preached at me didn't look attractive to me, and I sure wasn't going to give up my life of partying for it. Can I just say that? I wasn't going to. She prayed over 10 years for me, and she told me, after I got saved, she told me, she said, I about wore out my knees. She said, I almost gave up a couple of times. I said, I sure am glad you didn't. She said, yeah, I'm glad I didn't too. Because she did get to hear me preach a couple of times in her nursing home, which I didn't even know how to preach. But I went up there and made an effort and did a couple of sermons. And they said, you can come preach every Sunday. And I'm like, no, I can't. I didn't have time to write sermons back. I had a full-time job. I was trying to go see Mom all I could. I had all this stuff going on. And I could not. I couldn't do anything. Nothing else could go on the schedule. So it was a big deal just to do, you know, a few sermons. But I did that because I knew she couldn't come out of the nursing home if I ever got asked to preach at a church, and I wanted to be sure that she got to see that before she died. And the people who were in the nursing home with her told me that she talked about me all the time, and that I was just, her pride and joy was that I had gotten saved. She had prayed me into the kingdom. So I think that's cool. But, you know, what I felt in that, in the pink turtle, what I felt in that peace, and the compassion and the love that I saw in that young man's eyes, I knew no one else to ask about it. I didn't know anybody to go ask, you know, what is that? Why are all the Christian bookstores I go in? Why is there that peaceful feeling in there that's so strong that I just want to go stand in one so I can feel better for a little while because my life's so messed up? There was nobody I could have even asked that of because nobody I knew was Christian. Christians did not hang around me, y'all, except for my mom. I mean, she would have, but she lived in Texas and I lived in Oklahoma at the time. But when God drew me those few times, my poor mom, she told me, she said, I almost gave up praying for you because she said I couldn't see anything happening. And you know, that's the way it is. When you're praying for somebody that's unsaved, you can't see anything happening out here, but that does not mean it's not happening here. Can I just tell you that? It was happening in here. I remember one night asking the Lord, because he kept drawing me, and I went and visited these churches, y'all, in Western Oklahoma where I was, those churches I visited, there was a lot of little sweet old people that were sitting there that were just, it looked like they were just trying to keep perfect attendance until they could die and go on home to Jesus. There was no life in those churches. There was one church that popped up later in Western Oklahoma that there was life in, and I went to it, but there wasn't in those churches I visited. And the really sad thing was nobody came over to me. Nobody welcomed me. Nobody said, do you want to talk about getting saved? Would you like to have Jesus? You can have peace. Nobody talked to me about Jesus. I might have asked some questions if anybody had acted like they cared I was in the church. That is sad. When somebody walks into a church alone, don't let them feel alone. Go over to them, smile at them, hug them, hand them a program, say, hey, you want to come sit with me? Welcome them so they will feel at home and they will come back. I'm going to make it a point to do that at the new church that's going to start up where I'm at, because I don't ever want anybody to feel what I felt. I don't want anybody to ever feel so unwelcome in a church, because God did welcome me. He wanted me to be in that church. He wanted me to come to his house. He knew what I was looking for, and he knew that those people there knew where it was. But I was so unsaved and so far in sin, I didn't even know what question to ask. And people will come into your church that don't know what question to ask. And not only that, y'all, but when the judgments start, and they're going to start, and they're probably going to start real soon, people are going to run to the churches. They are going to run to the nearest church, the nearest Christian bookstore. They're going to run to where they can find anybody that knows anything about Jesus. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to hug on them even when they're unlovely and just love on them and say, let me talk to you about Jesus. Let me tell you what he did for my life. You don't have to know how to witness. You have to know how to do two things. Make them feel loved and tell them what Jesus did for you. And then just say, do you want to pray? Do you want to ask Jesus to just come into your heart? That's enough. Get them started there. You don't have to know everything to help somebody find him. If anybody had just made me feel welcome in one of those churches, I would have kept going back, and eventually I would have figured out what the questions were. I'm just saying. I'm telling y'all this because all these other people who don't know him, who don't have this peace that we have, and I used to be one of these people, and I was so desperate, and I would have done anything to have that peace. I would have given my life to him if I'd known that that's who he was, that that was where the peace came from. Just for the peace I would have given in my life. Yeah, I'll give up the sin, just give me this peace every day. I'm good. That's all I need. My life was a mess, and it was a mess because I was in sin, and I didn't know that. You don't know this stuff when you're not saved. But if you will make people feel welcome in the church, they will come to the church. People stay out of the church because they fear judgment or they see the hypocrisy that's in the church. Sin's coming into the church. Nobody's calling the sin out. Nobody's calling it sin. When the church looks like the world, the world's not going to come into the church because there's no reason for them to. They can sleep in on Sunday. Why should they go to the church if the sin's in there too? The church doesn't have anything that's not already out in the world if it's like that. I'm just saying, y'all. I can't just sit around and wait, you know, and keep perfect attendance and wait to go home to heaven. I am excited about heaven. Aren't y'all excited about heaven? I am really excited. I'm going to see the people that I love that have gone home before me. We're going to walk and see all the beauty that God's created in heaven. I'm going to have a house up there that's just mine, which I've never had. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff up there, not to mention Jesus is up there. That's a very big deal. And I've heard that animals are up there too, and that animals can talk. Y'all better be nice to your animals now. They'll tell on you. So I am really excited about heaven. I can't just sit and be quiet. I'm excited about Jesus. I can't be quiet about that either. So if you don't know Jesus, I want you to know you can know him. And if you don't have peace like I didn't have peace, if your life's a wreck, I know somebody that can help you straighten that out. And I just want you to know that all you have to do, wherever you are, you can just say, Lord, help me, because I don't know what to do. And if you will come into my life and show me what to do, I'll serve you. Just pray. Praying is just talking to God. That's all prayer is. It's having a conversation with God. You honor God when you speak to him. And you honor him when you have faith that he's real. And when you believe enough to even say one prayer, he'll touch your life. And he will give you peace if you will walk with him. And start getting away from the sin. You know what the sins are? Nobody has to tell you what most of the sins are. When we're in sin, we know we're in sin. Stop doing the sins and give God a chance to help you clean up your life, and he'll change it. He will change it. You will not believe how different it will be. I don't know any Christians who go, wow, I wish I'd never gotten saved. I've never known a single Christian in over 20 years that said, wow, I can't believe I did that. I don't want to, you know. You can always change your mind later. If you decide you don't want Jesus anymore, you can go, you know what, I'm out of here. I'm going back to the party life. I know people who've done that. They're not happy, but I do know people that have done that. I'll just say a prayer, and you can follow me in this prayer. If you want the Lord, you can say it this way. If you don't want to just say your own prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you are real. I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired of trying to do it all myself and nothing ever working out the way that I planned, the way I hoped. Please come into my heart and change my life forever, Lord. I want to learn to do things your way. I want to learn to be happy the right way. Please help me and show me today that you have heard my prayer. If you prayed that prayer and you gave your life to the Lord, I would love to hear from you. You don't have to email me, but you're welcome to email me. And my email address is wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. If you have questions about Jesus or questions about this walk that I can answer, I'll be happy to answer them. I don't have all the answers, but I'll help you if I can. And if I don't know the answers, I'll try to find you somebody that does or refer you to something where you can get those answers. Jesus can help you get healed. He can repair the places that other people have broken in you. And I know that He can, because He did that for me. The longer you walk with Him, the better your life gets. Sin breaks things in us, and sin opens doors to the enemy to come in and wreck your life. And that's why when you stay in sin, your life just kind of falls apart. That's why it does that. Sin builds a wall between you and God. And when you get rid of the sin, there's no wall anymore, and He's close to you. When you draw near to Him, the Bible says He will draw near to you. And that is a fabulous feeling. And you can hear Him speak too. If you start walking with Him and getting your life right, you will hear Him speak if you devote yourself to Him. And it is possible, and I didn't know this when I got saved. I really wasn't sure. It is possible to be Christian and be happy about it. Every Christian I know is full of joy and full of peace and having a great time. You could not pay me $100 million to take back my old life, not even for one day. Because I cannot live without the peace. And I cannot live without walking with Jesus. And there is nothing in this world. I wouldn't take the whole world to go back to that life for even 1 hour. I hope that this podcast has been a blessing to you. If I can help you, feel free to email me, wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. My website, a link to my website's up in the corner of the video. I don't know which side it's at, so I'll point to both corners. on the YouTube page, I know there's a link. It's called www.justpraisehim.today. So, y'all have a great week. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.